Log Talk Radio.
To another live broadcast of Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. Today is January 26, 2014. First month of the year is already over, already. Well, live broadcast, I am broadcasting again from Norfolk, Virginia. I'm actually here for a couple more days. If you guys heard the show Thursday night, I broadcast from Virginia. I thought I would have been out of here back to the ATL, but I am still here in Virginia. So we're going to have our live show tonight. Tonight's show is actually going to be a little provocative, a little hot. But before we get into tonight's show, I want to just get into a couple of things that was in the news the past couple of days. For starters, you know, the tragedy that happened up in Maryland yesterday, a little shootout at the mall there. But it's so crazy that the way things are in our society today, if some little incident happened, they just automatically think it's a massive shooting where 20, 30, 40 people are getting shot and killed. I know that it was a tragedy yesterday, but they had breaking news like it was like I said, like a shootout. 44 people killed. Somebody just took over the mall like they did over in Kenya. You know, my heart goes out to the people who lost family members yesterday. But I was just wondering for another show, is like, do you think that us as Americans are too paranoid now? And then also, do you think us as America has lost our way, as in we just have so many mass shootings and killings that's just like on a regular basis in today's society? But that's a whole nother subject for another show for another day. Also, the Grammys are tonight, I believe. You know, so all over the news, I've been having like Grammys, red carpet, all this stuff. But give you guys a little hip-hop history real quick on the Grammys. I just found out myself that Snoop Dogg, if I'm misunderstanding this, is saying that Snoop Dogg has never won a Grammy. I thought Snoop has won a Grammy before, but it says that he hasn't. So he hasn't. So hopefully tonight Snoop can win a Grammy. Anyway, enough of the gossip of entertainment. Tonight's show, we are going to be talking about sex. Everybody loves sex. And anybody out there who say they don't love sex, something wrong with you. Because if it wasn't for sex, you wouldn't be here. But I want to have this conversation about sex tonight because for some reason, people can talk about anything. People can talk about religion. People can talk about money. People can talk about current events and politics. But for some reason, people feel that talking about sex, especially in a public forum, inappropriate. And I'm trying to figure out why would sex be inappropriate? Sex is like one of sex is the key to life. If somebody at some point didn't have sex, none of us would be on this earth. And so I want to discuss sex tonight. Like, why is sex such a taboo subject to talk about? And then also, sorry, you guys, my darn phone. And when people know that I'm broadcasting right now and they have the audacity to be trying to call and text me. But anyway, so we're going to talk about sex tonight and why is sex such a taboo. Okay? So we're going to talk about, so tonight, if you got the kids up, you can put them to bed tonight because tonight we're going to talk a little risque tonight. So tonight's show is definitely not PG. It's definitely, I ain't going to say it's our way rated R, but it's definitely, what do you call it, PG-17, 18, or whatever. So, yeah, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to get back, and we're going to get to tonight's show. Like I said, tonight we are talking about sex, S-E-X. Also, if anybody want to call in and give any comments on sex, make sure you give us a call at 347-884-8745. This is Shemaine Dwayne Everett, and I'll be back in a second.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen, oh baby. Swerving on that big body, been serving all this, surfing all in this good.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com. What's up, man? Dwayne Abernathy, and listening to Move Over Here on Yazoo.com, January 2020 live broadcast. And tonight we talk about XEX6. You know what? I'm going right now. We have some difficulties. I'm gonna break. Then I'm gonna come back, and I'm gonna have the quiz because I know when I did my show it was going. So you take the difficulty, and I'll be back in a second.
I want you. I like to introduce myself.
My name is. Wish I didn't have to face her. She didn't run away, I chased her. Fade away like I erased her. Ball her heart up like a paper. I'll be acting like I'm too heavy now. Must be crazy. On the phone saying I love her, but in the bathroom there's another. Hoping I'll stay undiscovered, like I'm undercover brother. I'll be acting like I just met her. Thinking how I used to keep my game when it set her. Well, I must be crazy. Now I can't forget. Did you wrong forever? Deal with the fact that I'll be wrong forever. Deal with the fact that I could've loved you better. Cause I was out here living reckless. The girls in order like a checklist. Kept her cute enough for breakfast, but none lived up to her complexion. My appetite was so insatiable. Stop, I wasn't capable. What was I thinking? Tried to buy questions and answers. Got my studies, different changes. But the teens and the ammas kept on coming back like cancer. So she chose it as a common sense. And I'm singing watch like a compliment. Cause I must be crazy.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. Sorry for the technical difficulty, but I think we got it all fixed, and we're ready to go to get the show going tonight. There we go. Hey, when I'm on the road, I have no control of what's going on in the studio, and I heard that I was going in and out, so I had to switch the connection. So now let's get into tonight's show. We are talking about sex here on YazoRadio.com. I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy. Question. Why is sex such a topic that carries a taboo? Why is sex such a taboo? I've yet to meet anyone who has experienced sex in their life and just said that it's just one horrible thing that they would never want to experience again. At the same time, when it comes to sex, sex is one of those things that is natural for us to want. You know, it's almost like getting hungry. We all get horny. And yes, just to let you know, if the kids are up tonight, you might want to put them to bed because tonight is grown folk talk night. We're talking about grown folk issues tonight. So I ran across this article when I was doing my research on why is sex such a taboo. And it pretty much says sex is surrounded by an army of social norms, religion, restrictions, and moral taboos. But why? According to cultural anthropologist Ernest Becker, sex is such a problem because it reminds humans of their basic core animal nature. And that's true, but at the same time, it's almost like we live our lives as we get, like we live our lives, we also teach in our education system that suppress your sexuality, suppress your, we're not talking about being those sexual demons or whatever, just trying to screw everything, but people just act like when you're expressing your sexuality that it's such a problem, whatever. Or, like I said, people feel like a conversation of sex in public is an improper conversation, but you could be out in a restaurant or, and you can hear people talk about everything from their kids to violence. You really can hear people talk about violence, but you don't. But if you talk about sex, people turn their nose up at you like, you know, you're doing something, you know, that's not natural or something that's inhumane and that should not be discussed in public, right? So some other topics that I found in this article was, let me read a little bit more here. It says, basically humans deal with mortality concerns by embedding themselves in cultural symbolisms, beliefs, values, or immortality beliefs like heaven. Animalistic physical behaviors threaten that very thing we use to control our mortality fears. And that's so true. Think about this for a second. I can remember this young lady that I met years ago. It's been a while now. And her first conversation, her first thing to me was like, I'm not having sex until I get married. Like, I'm not having sex again until I get married. And it kind of struck me kind of odd when women do things like that, because I asked myself, what does sex have to do with your mortality? It's like, I'm not saying that she had to be no, you know, just constantly have sex with other men or constantly give me sex or whatever, but I was just thinking to myself, like, why do people, or a lot of women, why do they always, I'm not having sex so I get married again? I get it. It's the teachings that's going on in our society. The different religions teach you, you know, that sex is supposed to be between a husband and a wife. But technically, sex really is supposed to be between a man and a woman. Look, I forgot. 2014, got to put a disclaimer in there. Technically, is it biology? And I'm not trying to be a doctor here. Technically, by biology, sex is supposed to be between a male and a female. So tonight, that's pretty much what we're talking about. We're not discounting anybody else's sexual pleasures, but tonight I'm just talking about the basics of sex. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to slow the show down a little bit, but I'm going to play this clip, and it's going to talk about the reasons or topics that people should talk about when it comes to sex, especially when you're with your mate. And then what we're going to do, we're going to discuss these topics in depth. Well, this is your man, Dwayne, and you're listening to Moving Forward here on YazzaRadio.com. Check out this clip about talking about sex, and then we're going to get more involved into tonight's topic. All right, see you guys in a second.
Communicating about sex is something that can be uncomfortable for many couples, and oftentimes we communicate about sex when we're having sex. This can lead to shame, embarrassment, defensiveness, and it can be really difficult to be honest with your partner when you're feeling so exposed, literally. So I suggest talking about sex outside the bedroom. A couple of suggestions I have for this is to find a time where there aren't any distractions so that you can have an open conversation about it and not have to worry about interruptions. Also, use positive language. So talk to your partner about the things that you would like them to do and not ripping your partner apart about all the things that they aren't doing. And lastly, try not to bring up past partners because that can lead to jealousy issues. Some topics to possibly discuss with your partner would be fantasies. And this can be a little bit tricky sometimes, so I would start small and slow and see where their comfort level is, but talk about some fantasies that each of you guys has for the bedroom. Also, time of day. Some people like to have sex in the morning. Some people are more comfortable at night, so it can be really fun to figure out where your partner is on that. Dirty talking. Dirty talking is a big one. Some people like it, some people don't. It's important to figure out if they do like it, what do they mean by dirty talking? Are we talking language? Are we talking directions? Figure out where your partner stands with that so you guys can work on that together. Foreplay. Foreplay is very important to talk about. The how, the when, the where, the how long, all of those kinds of things can allow for you guys to have a better sexual experience together. Level of experimentation is important to talk about because some people want to turn sex into this big, dramatic, crazy event with lights and toys and all of this stuff, and some people are really satisfied with missionary position, normal sex. So it's important to see how far you're comfortable with going and where your partner's expectations are for having sex and how far they want to go with experimentation. Another issue to discuss with your partner is initiation of sex. Sometimes we nudge our partner, sometimes we use words to kind of say, hey, I want to go have sex with you right now. Sometimes these things don't work. So it's important to figure out kind of where your partner stands, what is a turn-on for them in terms of being approached with having sex. Although talking about sex can be really difficult, I strongly encourage you to have this talk with your partner because it can make sex so much more enjoyable and pleasurable for both of you.
What's up? What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, listening to Moving Forward here on YazzaRadio.com, the sex talk. So, tonight's topic is sex and why is it taboo? And the reason why I played that clip because she pinpointed a few things that I wanted to cover. And I just use that as a lead-in to get into some of my topics I want to, you know, talk about tonight. The first thing, the conversation of sex. Say, for instance, either you're already in a relationship or you just started dating someone. A lot of times, people, first thing they want to do is ask, you know, about, you know, where they came from, what they do for a living or whatever. And I always wondered, a lot of people think this. I know me as a man, I used to meet women. And I always wanted to ask the same, like in that same first conversation, I wanted to ask stuff like, okay, where are you from, you know, whatever. And at the same time, I like that, you know, what's wrong asking about sex? Like, how soon do you think it takes for you to decide to sleep with someone? And it's so funny because I have had conversations over the years or whatever with people. Look, hold on, let me slow down for a second. About 5 years ago, I made this documentary, and it was called, what's it called, 12 Stages to My Life Mate, something like that. It's been a while. But anyway, there was a section of the documentary, and it was had a sex chapter talking about sex and everything. And I can remember I interviewed, I think, like 4 or 5 different women in the process of making this documentary, and they all said the same thing, that in a lot of cases, a woman knows within the first 30 seconds if she wants to sleep with you or not. Once again, I've heard it from other women. I'm not saying that all women are like that, so we can't say that that's just a statement to live by or whatever. But I have heard that several times in conversation. So my thing is, I don't see why if there's a problem if you're sitting there talking to somebody or whatever, and if you can ask somebody how much money they make or how they make their money for a living, I don't see if there's a problem if you ask them, well, how long do you wait to have sex with somebody or if they're even sexually active. I don't feel why people think, oh, you should wait till like after our fourth or fifth date or after we talk to each other more to ask about sex or whatever. My thing is a lot of times people, if they're physically attracted to each other, they already decided they're going to have sex with the person. I know that you got to get to know the person more, but still, I don't see what it hurts to have that conversation. Another topic about sex, too, that I think is taboo, too, that I've heard a lot of people make a mistake on, is, like, once they do get to that decision, like, say, for instance, the same day they meet, 3 months later after they meet, a year later, or even after they get married, you know, and they do decide to have sex, I don't understand why people don't have that conversation beforehand when it comes to foreplay. Because I think foreplay is important, but at the same time, a lot of people guess, you know, they doing things that feel good to their partner, but it might not feel good to their partner. So I think that you guys should be more open and ask each other, have that conversation, like, what do you like to do for foreplay? Do you, some women or some men like a long period of foreplay. Some people like a short period of foreplay. And it's good to have these conversations up front. So that's the purpose of tonight's show. We're going to break through all these taboos and so people can start talking about sex openly, where sex isn't something that's so taboo, like, oh, we can't touch that or whatever, and because that's a lot of mistakes where a lot of people have a lot of problems when it comes to sexual relationships because they're running around guessing what they might want or like versus just asking their mate. You know what I'm saying? Like say, for instance, some women like for a man to kiss and nibble on her ears. Some women hate that, might think it's gross. And it might be even a turnoff. So if you're trying to have sex with somebody, you don't want to do something to turn them off. So to prevent turning them off, questions, have the conversations before you guys have sex. I mean, think about it. You and your mate or you and your partner, you guys have conversations about everything. So sit back, relax, and have a conversation about sex. Another thing that I find that's kind of, I think it's kind of weird when it comes to people in sex is that they can talk to their friends, like their close friends, about sex openly. Like, say, they might tell their best friend that what they want their dude or female to do to them, but won't tell that person that. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm just using examples. So say, for if you are a person, and I'm just be a little graphic here, say, for you're a type of person who likes your nipples to be bit. I don't know who does that, but there's people who do that, best friend that, but won't tell their mate that. They have to come to their mate like, you know what? I really would like for my girl to bite my nipples, but she just won't do it. Well, guess what? She's not going to do it if you don't tell her. So that's why it's important to have these conversations when it comes to sex. That's why we're breaking all the taboos of sex. Forget about it. You know, sit down and talk about sex. Be open with it. Especially, like I said, if you could talk about money, you could talk about sex. But this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back in a second. And you're listening to YazzaRadio.com, and this is Moving Forward.
Because I just want to love you, baby.
Ain't no secrets, I'ma eat that for breakfast. Keep her close to me like lyrics she spoke to me. In the middle of the winter, summer, let her close to me.
All these stars out, and these people know my name. I can be so pretentious, but he likes me all the same. And these lights are glowing, but he don't want none. He'd rather chill and hold me. Maybe he could be the one.
Shopping spree, imagine what we could spend. Me and my shorty live, we'll do this shit again.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881. Or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YazzaRadio.com. Today, January 26, 2014, live broadcast of Moving Forward. And tonight, we're breaking the taboo of sex. If you just tuned in so far, I talked about, you know, when you're sitting there with your mate, how you break these taboos of sex. And the first thing to pretty much just talk and communicate with each other. Just like bust through the barriers, knock those walls down, and start having open conversations about sex. Because my thing is, if you're going to have a healthy sex life with your partner, the best way to have a healthy sex life is to have a conversation with them so you know what each other like. You know, a lot of people make the mistake of taking months and years of trying to test and probe and pull with their mate and never achieve a strong, healthy sex life because they never had that conversation. So somebody sent me a text and said, do I think that talking dirty to your mate, you know, is that a good idea? And my question to them is, yes, I think that you should talk dirty to your mate, but I think you have to, like, say, but if it's new to you guys, you have to take it slow. Don't just jump all into it with some old outlandish stuff, but, you know, you take it slow or whatever, and you talk dirty to each other, you know what I'm saying? Don't say something to your mate that's going to gross them out or something where they're like, that's not cool or that's not sexy. But at the same time, you also, I think when it comes to talking dirty with your mate, you have to make sure that the timing is right. You know what I'm saying? You can't just, like, in the middle of watching a presidential debate and all of a sudden you just jump on, like, you know, like, damn, your breasts look beautiful. I just want to suck on them. I mean, it's timing. You know what I mean? You can't just bust out and just start, you know, talking dirty to your mate or whatever, right? Or if your mate's not the one to be called any type of names or whatever outside of baby or sweetheart, I don't suggest you, you know, go overboard with it. So I think that talking dirty is very important. I got another question here that was emailed to me. They asked me, how long do I think foreplay should be? Well, once again, people, I'm not a sexologist or nothing. I'm just, you know, going by my own life experiences. Then also I've, you know, read information about sex and watched videos like everybody else and educated myself on sex and had conversations with other people about sex. So foreplay, I think it's to each his own. I believe that it depends on the person. I mean, like I said earlier, some people like to have long sessions of foreplay, and some people like to just get straight to it. So it really depends. So yeah, I'm sorry. I just got distracted. The TV's actually on in the studio, and a lingerie model just came across the screen, and we're talking about sex tonight, and I just totally lost focus. Sorry about that, people. Anyway, I want to move on because the article that I read earlier, they were saying that a lot of people feel that sex is taboo because people worry about their immortality, where they say that sexuality gets them in touch with their animalistic nature, which is a natural nature. So why does religion and sex have such a love-hate relationship? But it's so funny. I've listened to, you know, religious leaders talk about sex there's some that just like act like sex is just best. It's like the worst thing that you can ever do. Is like you should never think about sex, experience sex or nothing unless you're married, and or even if you are married, there's still certain things about sex you shouldn't do. But then there's other people. It's like, especially like, look, if you're married, you should have as much sex you can. Okay. So I'm not trying to become a religious leader or debate nobody's religious teachings or nothing. But I do know in a lot of the religious teachings that I read, sex is all through every last one of them that I read. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a clip here. I'm just going to talk about sex and religious facts. Then we're going to compare the two, like the sex and religion go hand in hand with each other. Should sex be such a taboo, like where you shouldn't be able to talk about sex like in a religious surroundings? So let's listen to this clip. And this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening Moving Forward here on YazzaRadio.com. Be back in a second.
Sex and religion have always had a relationship that can best be described as it's complicated. While Hindus literally wrote the book on sex in the form of the Kama Sutra, sex for devout followers of other religions often has a lot of rules and restrictions. For Orthodox Jews, sex with a woman while she's on her period is a no-no. While one Islamic hadith, or saying by the Prophet Muhammad, indicates that a man can't leave the bed until a woman is satisfied. But one constant across nearly all religions is the value placed on virginity and virgins. Ancient pagans sacrificed virgins to the gods in religious rituals, while modern Christians throw purity balls to celebrate the virginity of their young people. At one such ball, young girls pass under an arch made of swords held by older men, which seems awfully phallic for a ceremony that's all about purity. And although it's nice to have a party for your daughter to tell her how special and worthy she is, isn't it kind of creepy to shine such a bright light on something so personal to a young person? But then again, purity has always been powerful currency. In ancient Rome, Vestal virgins were priestesses charged with performing religious rituals and keeping the eternal flame tribute to Vesta, goddess of the hearth, burning. Though the practice died out some 1600 years ago, the House of the Virgins was recently reopened to the public and features women dressed in traditional Vestal garb, sort of like the Roman version of Epcot Center, except with fewer rites and more chastity. For the ancient Vestals, the virginity part of their name wasn't just a suggestion. A Vestal virgin caught breaking her vow of chastity would be condemned to death and buried alive. But no pressure. On the upside, the Vestal virgins got to live relatively independent lives compared to their contemporaries, who had few freedoms and little power. Although many religions place a high value on virginity, at least one, Islam, also provides a convenient loophole in the form of temporary marriage called sige. Though Sunni Muslims banned sige, Shiites did not, and the practice is still alive and well in Iran. Couples can specify a term for as little as a few minutes or as long as 99 years for their marriage and can renew the contract as often as they want. When you think about it, temporary marriage is not such a bad idea, especially considering the high divorce rate around the world. And it would have helped Kim Kardashian avoid a lot of heartbreak and expense. While proponents say the practice of sige allows couples who can't or don't want to marry to be together, critics say it also provides the framework for legalized prostitution. And what about atheists? Well, according to a Kansas University study, atheists have the best sex lives due to the fact that they're not plagued by guilt afterwards, as many religious people are. Mormons rank highest on the guilt scale, followed closely by Jehovah's Witnesses and Pentecostals. How do you reconcile your faith with your sex life? Let us know in the comment section below or by uploading.
What's up? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YazzaRadio.com. And tonight's show is a little steamy. We are breaking the taboo of sex. And like right now we're talking about sex and religion, or religion and sex. And I just played that clip. I'm going to go to that clip for a second, but I want to read something to you guys real quick. It says, most world religions have sought. Am I muted? Okay, I thought we was having technical difficulties. Anyway, most world religions have sought to address the moral issues that have arisen from people's sexuality in societies and in human interaction. Each major religion has developed moral codes covering issues of sexuality, mortality, ethics. These moral codes seek to regulate the situations which can give rise to sexual interest and to influence people's sexual activities and practices. Now, All that to say, once again, another of just a form of controlling people. And see, and don't get me wrong, I'm a spiritual person. I grew up in religion. I'm actually part of a religion. But that right, that statement right there, and then also the clip that I played, it shows you, again, of religions have, and I'm not bashing religions, but this is, I think, that they have been created these moral codes to control a human sexuality, but it just sit there and just and say it in the same breath that, you know, sexuality for a human, for a person, is natural. So that's almost like if you plant a seed for a flower to grow, then you put a brick right on top of that flower and hope that that flower can bust through the concrete to grow through the concrete, almost like a weed. So it's almost like you got to be that wild sex child to bust out past your religions. So you get what I'm saying? So I agree with there being rules to being or teachings to help people become more sexual, control their animal instincts when it comes to sexuality. But at the same time, what gets me is the fact that religions have created this moral code that if you don't follow these moral codes when it comes to sex, you're doomed to hell or to the hellfire. But in that clip that I just played, some religions, like I didn't know that with Islam, that you can almost have a temporary marriage, hook up with somebody, and then say, oh, our marriage is only good for one day. I did not know that. And I studied Islam. I did not know that, you know. And once again, I'm not calling out no particular religions or whatever, but I'm just going to play you guys a clip that I totally disagree with when it comes to sex and religion. This is a clip from a preacher at a church. And listen to how this man talks about sex. He would think that sex, like I said, is like a gift from the devil. Listen to this clip. And once again, this is not bashing of religions or whatever, but I just want to understand the fact that, you know, if you have a belief to help people make it through life, to help them get to the afterlife, to their creator, I don't understand how a thing like sex is something that's condemned, you know, to the level of almost like to the damnation of you. So listen to this clip, and I'm going to tell you right now, I totally disagree with everything that he's saying on this clip here, okay? This is a little controversial tonight, but like I said, we're breaking the taboo of sex and sexuality tonight here on YazzaRadio.com. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy.
Too many of you think that sexuality is just one among a myriad of issues in your life, that you might have victory in the rest of your life, but you excuse yourself as if that were just a portion of your life and not something that bleeds through and influences the totality of your identity and practice. What we're talking about here is a conflict between two gods, two religions, two worldviews, two moralities, two ideologies, one that is of light, one that is of darkness, one that is of life, one that is of death, one that is of God, one that is of Satan. And it expresses itself sexually. Sex is the way that people who don't know God worship. They worship sex, not God. They worship sex as God. I'll prove it to you. We'll go to perhaps a place you wouldn't anticipate that to answer this question I would go, that being the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20. And there we see that this is such an important issue that God himself, with his proverbial finger, writes the Ten Commandments on two tablets of stone. The first commandment is this: there's only one God. The second commandment is that we are to worship only that one God who is our creator, who made us. The seventh commandment, then, is thou shalt not commit adultery. And the tenth commandment is thou shalt not covet, including coveting your neighbor's spouse, which is lust. Now, some would say these are 10 things that God wants us to do. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, actually, the key is to understand that if we obey the first two commandments, we won't break the others. That if there is one God, then sex won't be your God, and if you worship that one God, then you won't commit adultery. That if God is your God and lust isn't your God, then you will not be guilty of coveting someone else's spouse. looking at other people in a lustful way, people you're not married to and not supposed to have any sexual desire for. So the real issue is this: who or what is your God? That's the answer that is manifest in your sexual decision making. If you choose sex, you are saying, I worship sex, not God. If you're choosing adultery or pornography or fornication or homosexuality or bisexuality or whatever it is, you are saying, I deny the first commandment, there is not one God. I deny the second commandment, I refuse to live to worship that God. Instead, I have chosen the body, its pleasures, their body and their pleasures as my God, and I live to worship sex, the body, nudity, and pleasure. It's all idolatry. At its root, it's all paganism. The opposite of Christianity, Peter Kreeft, a great philosopher, says, is not atheism, but idolatry. We're all worshipers. We all worship someone. We all worship something. We all give ourselves for some person, some feeling, some experience, or something. And the Ten Commandments would tell us we should give ourselves to God alone, and we should live to worship him. And if we do, we won't be perverts, we won't be thieves, we won't be coveters, and we won't be murderers. Because people who know there's one God and worship him, their conduct doesn't resemble those who worship someone or something other than God.
Yo, what's up? What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Everett, after you listen to Moving Forward here on YahzaRadio.com. I'm going to get straight to it. Everything that he just said, I totally disagree with. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to anyone's teachings or anything, but this is my thing. Why do religious teachers teach sex like it's some demon act? It's like, why? Sex and sexuality is something that's natural. It's, yes, I know that sex is supposed to be for reproduction, to create another being. But at the same time, sex is also something that brings a person pleasure. Too much of anything is wrong. So you can be over-religious. You can be an alcoholic. And you can be a sex. You can be addicted to sex. Too much of anything is too much. But what I'm saying is his teaching there was pretty much, like, pretty much put sex hand in hand with the devil. It was almost like you are condemned if you have sex. But then I had a question for him. You know, and I know this goes against a lot of religious teachings, but everybody's not meant to be married. So do you think that since someone doesn't get married that they shouldn't have sex? But sex is a natural thing. You can't turn off no one. People get aroused. People get turned on. You know, that's what men do. That's what women do. We naturally, you know, have sexual attractions and want, you know, to, what's the word I'm looking for? By our sexual needs. But the more and more articles that I read about sex and religion, they use terms like, they use words like control. They put down certain rules, you know, to control people and their sexual drive, which is, you know, a natural, it's natural for us to get, you know, excited and want to mate with someone. You know, it's like it says right here, different religions have different codes of sexual morality, which regulates, that's what I'm looking for, regulates sexuality between human beings. So I'm going to take a break because I'm going to calm down. I want to get back focused on our conversation tonight, but we're talking about breaking the taboos of sexuality tonight. This is your man. I'll be back in a second. And you're listening Moving Forward here on YahzaRadio.com.
Formidable! même j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables.
Oh bébé, oups, mademoiselle, je veux pas vous draguer. Promis juré, je suis célibataire. Depuis hier, putain, je peux pas faire d'enfant et bon, c'est pas, hé, hey, reviens, 5 minutes quoi. Je t'ai pas insulté, je suis poli, courtois et un peu fort bourré. Mais pour les mecs comme moi, vous avez autre chose à faire, hein. Vous m'auriez vu hier, j'étais formidable.
Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables.
Oh, tu t'es regardé, tu te crois beau parce que tu t'es marié. Mais c'est qu'un anneau, mec, t'emballe pas. Elle va t'arrier comme elles le font chaque fois. Et puis l'autre fille, tu lui en as parlé. Tu veux, je lui dis, comme ça c'est réglé. Et au psy aussi, enfin si vous en avez. Attends 3 ans, 7 ans et là vous verrez si c'est
formidable. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables.
Ça va, travail?
Ça va.
T'es un peu fatigué ou quoi?
Ouais.
Je suis un grand fan. Hein.
Merci beaucoup.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
What's up? What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listening to Moving Forward here on YazzyRadio.com, live broadcast. Today is January 26, 2014, and I'm still out on remote, so I'm broadcasting live from Norfolk, Virginia. And tonight, I just went all in. You know what? Before I have to be honest with you guys, when I was working on today's show, I thought I was going to be laid back and calm and you know, it brings the sexy tonight, like bring the sexy back. But then I realized that's not me. I noticed once I start having this conversation, like I do every week, I get geeked up, hyped up on things, and so I just break the mold and just go all in. And so I started reading over this stuff, and the first part we talked about is the conversations of sex. And my thing is, I think it's BS that our society has put us in a situation where men and women feel that they can't talk about sex. You can talk about violence, you can talk about money, you can talk about politics, but you can't talk about sex. So my thing is, trust me, I believe that everything is something that needs to be taught. True believer, if you want to become a good lover to your mate, you guys need to communicate with each other, find out what each other want, and then you guys make sure you do what you have to do to, you know, to make please your mate. You know, don't be a selfish lover. And the best way to not be a selfish lover is to have conversations, experiment, and try the things that your mate likes, and become the best that you can of those things that your mate likes. And your mate will love for you to continue to have a strong, healthy sex life. Also, when it comes to sex and religion, I'm sorry, I don't agree with a lot of teachings. I mean, outside of out whoring around or whatever and sleep with just anybody with no moral control. Outside of that, I don't agree with a lot of these things. I actually don't believe in or agree with the fact that people say that you need to be married before you have sex. I don't believe in that. But once again, that doesn't make me a person that's full of spirituality or anything like that. It's just one of those deals that it's about the powers that be controlling people, the powers that be controlling human nature. Now, let's get back into another one of these taboos when it comes to sex, when people talk about a one-night stand. Have you ever had a one-night stand? And if you have a one-night stand, is there anything wrong with it? Because I look at it like this. If you decide to have sex with somebody the first night or 90 days later, you're still engaging in the act of sex with that person. The flip side to that also is they're like, oh, well, I like to wait 90 days so I get to know the person. People can lie to you about anything. I think the number one thing when it comes to sex is protecting yourself when it comes to sex, you know. So we're going to talk about the one-night stand for a second. So let me play this clip when it has to do with having a one-night stand. Because this guy, what's this guy's name? Named David Wycant. His name is David W-Y-C-A-N-T. This dude actually gives sexual advice, and I like the way he goes about it because he's like me. He goes all in. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. So check out this clip by David Wycant, and we're talking about one-night stands. Like, is one-night stand, is it that bad of a taboo? Is there something wrong with having a one-night stand? But this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and you listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com.
Hey, guys, how many of you desire a one-night stand? Raise your hand. How many of you would love to have a one-night stand where she is willing, able, and you didn't need to manipulate, negotiate, sell, get her drunk so you were kissing a woman that smelled like vomit, or sleep with a woman you were least attracted to because you knew she was the only one at the bar that night that would say yes? How many of you would like to handpick your one-night stands? And how many of you would really like to be able to sleep with any woman that you want? I don't think anybody said no. Do you?
I don't think so
either. It's about being honest, guys. It really is. It's not about manipulation. It's about expressing where you're at in your life. Because if you're dating right now and you just want one-night stands, or just you want a sexual partner or a booty call, wherever it might be, then you better be 100% honest about it. I know when I went through my dating phase, and I've gone through lots of dating phases in my life because I happen to be somewhere in my 40s, so I've gone through probably 30 years of dating phases. And a lot of times when I go through a dating phase, I don't want anything in particular. I might have just broken off a relationship. I might just want sex. So if a woman asks me where I'm at, I'm not going to even allow her to ask. I'm going to tell her. I'm going to go out on a date with her. I'm going to enjoy the company. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to know that there's some chemistry, and I'm going to look at her, and I'm going to say, listen, right now in my life, I don't want anything in particular. I'm just off of a relationship. I don't want anything heavy. I don't want a girlfriend. I just want to have fun, you know? I want somebody I can have sex with, you know, somebody I can enjoy a little bit, you know, and I got to tell you, I find you really hot. I find you super sexy. I'd love to get to know you that way. But I also respect you, because if you're not there, if you're looking for a relationship right now, I honor where you're at in your life right now, but I can't be at that point in my life where you are right now. And I'll just lay it on the line. That's it. I'll lay it straight on the line. If I didn't want a relationship because of work, I'll basically look at a woman and I'll say the same thing. Look, I'm not here. You know, I really enjoy your company. I think you're awesome. You know, I'd love to get to know you even more. I'd love to have sex with you. I think you're beautiful. But I'm just not there right now. I got to build my business. I got a lot of work to do, and I don't want anything hot. I don't want anything heavy. But a little bit of recreation, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of release here and there, you know, is fantastic. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, whatever you want to do and however you want to pursue this is up to you. And I'm going to say it. I'm going to do it with a smile. I'm going to be honest. I might stammer a little bit like that. I'm going to let it all out. And the reason why is because you're being real. You're being open. And as a woman, how does that make you feel?
It feels great because you're being real. You're being authentic. You're not just saying a line to me. First of all, you're making me feel attractive because you're saying that you want me and you're saying all these
right.
Good things about me. And as a woman, that feels good. But also, the fact
fact that you're just saying up front what you want is really refreshing, especially for a woman who just overanalyzes every bit after having sex with someone. Is this, you know, somebody who could be my boyfriend? What does he want? You know, like all this guesswork just kind of, you know, goes away when you're up front.
It's amazing that guesswork, because how many times do women sit there and guesswork, though? You
oh,
know,
my
it's
God.
Like they don't know if the guy's going to call back, and then you get pissed, right?
Right.
At the guy,
exactly.
Because you slept with him, and then 6 months later, it's funny, you always seem to, the universe always seems to put you in that same position. There you are at the cocktail party, you no longer want to screw around, you see her, and you think to yourself, God, what an amazing woman it is. And you walk over and you run away because you weren't being honest. How much of honesty, of all the men that have ever been honest with you in this situation, right? Because I know very few and far between have. But the ones who have been honest with you, what happens?
Well, being honest, it's, again, it's refreshing. And I think what you said, too, that word respect. You say, I respect you. Just the fact that you're being honest, I feel like you're respecting me. And that's huge. And so that if you did come along 6 months later and you were in a different place and you wanted a relationship, I would absolutely go
after
for it.
I was honest and I got to sleep with you the first time.
Exactly. Exactly, because then I would think that you would be a good boyfriend, that you would be honorable and you have integrity and you'd be honest. It's really important.
Guys, that's it. No manipulation, no games, none of this compliance, none of this pickup stuff, no manipulation, no booze. You don't need this stuff. If you want to learn more, I got this killer service.
What's up? What's up? This is your man, Dwayne Abbott. You listen to Moving Forward here on GuysOnRadio.com. And tonight, we are breaking all the taboos when it comes to sex. The reason why I played that clip, because I've heard so much ish over the years where people talk about, oh, I have a 90-day rule, or, oh, I'm not going to have sex until right before I get married or whatever. I get all that. And I get that you have, people have their rules, and but people want to make it seem like these are moral standards. And to me, at the end of the day, I still believe that you're never going to get to know that person all the way through. I believe that you guys should get tested together. If you get a clean bill of health, why not have sex with each other? I'm being honest with you guys tonight. Tonight is probably the rawest you guys have ever heard me. But the reason why I played that clip by this guy by the name of David, you know, he gives advice on dating and sex and things like that, which I'm not trying to be like that, but I'm going to just keep it real and keep it wide open with you guys. I agree with him because I've always felt that way. I've always thought before, out in the dating world or whatever, I believe that a man and a woman should be honest with a person. Sometimes you might meet somebody and it's just a straight physical attraction. You ain't trying to have get married with them. You're not trying to have kids with them. You just want to have sex with them. And I agree that the best way to do that, where you don't have no emotions caught up or whatever, is once again going right back to communicating and talking with each other. Be honest up front, you know. And I can remember it used to be a running joke back in the day with my buddies and I. And I used to have buddies who they would have problems with women slicing their tires, scratch up their cars, and things like that. And I used to tell them all the time, I've never had that problem, and I never would have that problem, because instead of lying and manipulating a woman, be honest with her and let her decide if she wants to sleep with you. But for some reason, and this is going out to my guys, all my fellas out there who's listening, your biggest mistake is lying to women. You think that you have to create all these false stories and everything to get her to sleep with you or whatever. If you be honest with a woman, let her make that decision if she wants to be with you or have sex with you. Like if you tell her, like, look, right now I'm single, I'm really not trying to settle down, but I am physically attracted to you, and I would love to have sex with you. Some women, believe it or not, will appreciate that better than you lying to her and making her think that she's the number one, only woman in your life. And then she comes over to your house or whatever, she finds you in a bed with another woman, now you have drama. So tonight, my lesson is to teach my fellas out there not to have drama in their life. But at the same time, I want to break the taboos about sex and sexuality. We're all adults. We're all grown. And we can talk about everything else. We're going to talk about sex tonight, but we're going to talk about it from a mature manner. We're not going to talk about it from like, oh, wow, how, bragging on how many women a man can sleep with or what's a woman's number. We're not talking about that type of stuff. And for you out there who listen, if you don't know what a one-night stand is, a one-night stand is a single sexual encounter which one with no implications of further relationships between sexual participants. This is regardless as whether a one-night stand were originally intended by either participant to be a one-night stand or whether further relations between the participants subsequently arise. Now, I know there's a few of us out there who got caught to a one-night stand and didn't expect it to be a one-night stand, and we got blindsided. You know, we both been. I know I've been there personally on both sides of the coin. I've met women before that I've had a one-night stand with, and I thought that maybe we can have something, you know, later, and she was like, no, it's just a one-night stand. On the flip side, I've had one-night stands with women, and they think it was going to have more than that, and I was like, no, it's just a one-night stand. That's why I think it's important for men and women to communicate. When you communicate with each other, trust me, it cuts down on your emotional heartache that you have experienced. And I'm telling you guys this from experience because I've been there, you know, and no one wants to get their feelings hurt. And I don't think that anyone, the intentions on going out hurting anyone's feelings. So if you do happen to engage in a one-night stand or if you choose to have a one-night stand, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. One thing I do suggest that you, one, make sure that you're 100% comfortable with it. You know, I'm not talking about going out getting drunk or whatever and then go do something you don't remember what you did the night before. I'm talking about be responsible about it. Make a conscious decision to do it. You and the person have that conversation to be on the same page that so after this is over, you know, don't expect that we're going to be in a relationship. Don't expect for me to call you tomorrow, and I don't expect for you to call me. So that's why I want to touch on one-night stands, and I want to go straight for it. I didn't want to sugarcoat it or nothing. So this is your man, Dwayne. I got to take a break. I'll be back in a second. And tonight, if you just tuned in, we are actually breaking all the taboos about sexuality and sex. At first, like I said, I was going to be all calm about it, but no, I'm going straight forward tonight. I'm cutting. I'm not sugarcoating nothing, and I'm coming straight from the heart, and I'm also playing clips that's getting straight to the point when it comes to sexuality. So this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'll be back in a second, and you're listening to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. And tonight, steamy conversation. We are busting all the taboos when it comes to sexuality and sex. Well, sex, not sexuality. Sex. A lot of you guys, if you didn't know, one thing about me, it don't have nothing to do with sex. It has to do with sexuality. I actually own a lingerie boutique. Half over the 10 years now. It's called JasminesBoutique.com. And one of the reasons why I created Jasmine's was I wanted to bring romance back into our community. And that's what I want to talk about now. My community, the black community. One thing I want to know is why we let the powers that be, my favorite term, dictate what we think is appropriate or inappropriate sexuality. Because I'm putting it to you like this, or why do we try to follow what they put out there as what's considered sexy or sexuality? Because there's some things that's going on in our community now that we didn't do 10, 20 years ago, you know. And I'm not blaming it on race or nothing. I can remember a time where there's all these myths when it comes to sex. They always say that white guys have small penises or black guys have big penises. You know what? I've talked to several women over the years, and believe it or not, it's both. So that's a stereotype when it comes to races that, you know, is a false statement of you know, there's black men who have small penises, and there's black men who have big penises. There's white men who have big penises, and white men have small ones. Okay? I hate saying that word, but I had to say that tonight. Other stereotypes, when it comes to religion, they always used to say that white girls give head, or white girls give the best head. That's a myth, too. There's a lot of all women, not even say all women, women of all races, give oral sex, you know, but for some reason, in the stereotype world, they say that, you know, white women give the best oral sex. That's not necessarily true. I believe that there's white women who give good oral head, oral sex. I'm sorry, y'all, I'm mixing my street with my medical term. Sorry, I said oral head. Oral sex. But back to what I was saying. And then there's black women who give great oral sex, and then there's white women who give great oral sex. So all these myths, they're all false. So anybody out there who believes these things, get them out of your head because they're all false. We are all getting it in. Blacks are getting it in. Whites are getting it in. We're getting it in together. So let's get rid of all those so-called stereotypes. But I want to talk about the fun side of having sex. One thing I believe, and I always think that when it comes to sex, especially if you have a sexual partner and you guys are like, you know, your chemistry is there, I believe one thing that to do to keep it exciting is you guys should always experiment with different positions. And in today's world, there are so many different positions out there. It's like, you can almost do a different position every day of the week for a whole year and still there's positions that's left over. But there's a couple positions that I think you should add to your repertoire of positions. One such position is called the spin cycle, okay? And what the spin cycle is, this is a vibration of the hot seat. Well, it's pretty much you having sex on top of the dryer in the laundry room. And here's a description. It says, this is a variation of the hot seat with you sitting on the female sitting on your lap. But this is the time planting yourself on top of the washing machine, or they use a washing machine in this picture, set at the highest cycle for agitating the machine. So it's pretty much just like have sex on top of the washing machine. Okay. Another position that I recommend out there, you guys see those big aerobic balls or whatever, and this is the nickname of it's called the romper room, okay? And it's pretty much the benefits of this position is it adds a bounce to the man's thrust into the woman. And a quick description is, I don't know, you tuning in, like, what am I listening to tonight? Tonight we're talking about sex, so I'm going all in, though. And it says, have a ball in your workout room. Use a stability ball to add some balance to the hot seat. Then it says, have him sit on the ball with his feet on the floor. Then the female backs up onto him, sitting between his legs, roll and bounce to it. So you guys are actually having sex on top of this big aerobic ball. So you guys try these things. I'm telling you, I'm trying to give you guys some ideas to keep it spicy in the bedroom. This one right here is an oldie but goodie, old school 69. I'm sure you all guys know what 69 is, so I don't have to get into the details of what 69 is. Some of these other positions here, this one is called the spider. It's so funny. Let me show you how the level of people's knowledge is in today's world. All these different positions that, you know, we've all done or whatever, it's so funny. These actually have legal names, like these sex positions have legal names or whatever. So if you want to learn about all these different sexual positions, you can go to this website. It's the forum.santabanta.com. That's CANTABANTA.com. And I believe it's like 45 different positions on here to help, you know, give you some ideas on some new sexual positions. But this is the question. Women out there that's listening to me right now, and fellas out there too, I'm going to teach you guys how to make sure that your woman or help your woman have an orgasm. Women out there, how many of you women out there who've never had an orgasm? The reason why I'm asking you this is because I've heard so many women say that they never had an orgasm before. And doing my research, having conversations with other people, a lot of people say when it comes to having an orgasm, part of it is mental and the other part of it is physical. But they say the majority of it is mental. So what we're going to do, I'm going to take a break, but when I get back, we're going to have a conversation on helping your woman have an orgasm. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and you're listening to theeyesofradio.com, and this is Moving Forward.
Good morning, this morning is the finest morning, it's no other morning, it's this morning, if tomorrow morning is fine as this morning, then tomorrow morning will be the finest morning, it's no other morning, it's this morning, good morning, yeah.
I went downtown.
I
joined the fun,
cause
I had to hit the run.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and you listen to Moving Forward here on GeyserRadio.com. Tonight, we are busting, breaking down, tearing down, destroying taboos when it comes to sex. We are now about to talk about the orgasm, because there's so many women out there who claim that they've never had an orgasm. Or I've had women say that the only way they can have an orgasm is doing oral sex. Or I've also heard women say the only way they can have an orgasm is if they give themselves an orgasm. But ladies, I'm going to give you guys some advice. And actually, I'm going to read a statement to you guys. And here you go. You may have heard it 1,000 times before, but if you can't get yourself to climax, how can you expect for your partner to get you to climax? Pretty much what I'm saying. A lot of times, if a person doesn't know your body or what you like to make you orgasm or climax, they're guessing. So a lot of times they're guessing and trying these things that they think that's making you feel good. It's going to make you orgasm, have an orgasm, and you never do. But that's why you need to communicate. You need to speak up. You need to pretty much speak up and pretty much say, look, this is what I like. This is what's going to, you know, help me achieve an orgasm so your partner can know what to do. Okay? Another thing, like I said before, when it comes to having an orgasm, a lot of it is mental. You have to set in your mind and relax and enjoy the pleasure that you're receiving from your partner. But at the same time, you have to have your mind set on, you know, not focusing just thinking on it only, but just have your mind open so you can relax enough so you can let all your body release so you can have an orgasm. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play a clip. Well, this clip is pretty much pointed for my fellas out there, so you guys can have some tips and some ideas on some different positions that can help you help your woman, that special woman in your life, have an orgasm. So check out this clip. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. Right now we're talking about how to
have you
an
ever
orgasm.
Wondered why most women never orgasm from penetration? Well, in this video, you're going to learn what most guys do that prevents their girl from having orgasms. And I'll show you three of the best positions that make women orgasm fast. Have you ever noticed that when a woman gets on top to ride you, she rarely, if ever, goes straight up and down? What do women do when they get on top? That's right, they grind you. Ever wonder why? It's because they're making your member rub against her clit and G-spot. But what do most guys do when their girl gets on top? They try to thrust straight in and out from underneath, thinking that if they can just go fast and long enough, she'll eventually get there. But if you're just going straight in and out, sure, it'll still feel good to have you inside of her, but you'll never stimulate her orgasm areas, and she won't be able to climax. So here are the three best positions that will make you stimulate her orgasm-inducing areas, so you can give her extremely powerful penetration orgasms fast, regardless of your size or stamina. The first position is called the G-drive. In this position, have your girl lay on her back with her knees bent and feet up on your chest while you kneel in front of her. The magic comes when you place a pillow under the lower part of her back. I know you can't see it in this image, but trust me, it's there. What this does is it raises her pelvic area up in the air, and because of the angle it makes, you'll be rubbing against the entire length of her G-spot with every single thrust. Now, it'll take much less penetration to make her orgasm. And if you've given her the right kind of foreplay, she will climax very fast. The next position is called body surfing. Instead of using doggy style in the traditional way, try this much more stimulating variation. Have her lay flat on her stomach. Again, use a pillow, but this time under her lower abs. Lay flat on top of her and thrust from behind in an up and down motion. Again, because of the positioning caused by the pillow, you'll be stimulating her G-spot like crazy, and it won't take long at all before she comes all over you. Now, since your head is right above hers, you're in the perfect position for some dirty talk. So do it. Tell her how amazing she feels and how sexy she looks with her back arched like that. And if you really want to show some male sexual authority, lightly hold her arms down with your hands. Now, the next position is called the rockin' release. Next time your girl gets on top, tell her how sexy it would look if she leaned back. Then, use some pillows, the headboard of your bed, back of the couch, or whatever you need to prop your upper body up at an angle as well. Now remember what I said in the beginning of this video. When she gets on top, she wants to do the thrusting because she's going to do it in exactly the right way to make herself reach orgasm. So do not thrust back. Otherwise, you'll mess up her chances of reaching an orgasm and you'll do nothing more than frustrate her. Instead, play with her boobs and clit. Now she'll be getting the best possible internal stimulation because she's thrusting in the most pleasurable way possible, and you're going to be giving her some incredible external sensations. Now, the tips in this video are barely scratching the surface when it comes to what most guys do wrong in bed and what it really takes to give women the loudest and most powerful orgasms of their lives. And I've made a full series of free videos that'll teach you those other secrets.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. Fellas, I told you guys I'm here to help you guys out tonight. And ladies, play this back with your man later on so now he can understand that these tips to help you achieve an orgasm. You know what's so funny, though? And I'm not even ashamed to admit this. It took me a while I learned that what he just said is not something I just learned. I've been doing it for a while. But it took me for a woman to teach me that years ago, like if she's riding you, you're not supposed to thrust. The purpose of her riding you is so she can grind you just like he just said, so it can help her achieve her goal of having a climax. But that is a big mistake that us men make. We think when a woman's riding us or whatever, and we need to just thrust. No, relax. That's why it's called riding you, dodos out there. Let her do her thing. Okay, ladies, I'm about to give you guys one more tip on to help you achieve this orgasm, and that's let go. And it goes like this. Sex is meant to be a natural intertwining of two energies. If you are stiff or concentrated intentionally on possibility of an orgasm, your body will fight the climax and actually begin to produce less natural lubricants, making the goal harder to achieve. So just lie back and slip into the moment, allowing your mind and body to accept the natural gift of an orgasm. There you go, people. Tonight I'm giving you guys some good tips to go out and practice and have a stronger and more healthier sex life. So let's recap if you're just tuning in. First thing to breaking the taboo of sex is, one, start talking about it. Have the conversation of sex. Quit acting like that, oh, my God, sex is one of those conversations that we cannot touch, we can't talk about or whatever. For some reason, people are prudes when it comes to sex. Have the sex conversation. I'm not talking about that you got to jump in and talk about crazy stuff like bondage or hot wax on the nipples or anything like that. I'm just saying start having casual conversations about sex. what that does, that helps out your curiosity about the person, but at the same time, you learn about that person. So then when you guys do decide to have sex, you kind of know what that person wants and what that person likes. So your experience with that person sexually is more, I said, guess, giving and satisfying. Next, when it comes to religion and sex, I'm just recapping. I get it. I get the old teachings and everything, but I believe that anything in life, you should have some type of structure. So long as you're not out there sleeping and doing all kind of crazy, lewd sex acts or whatever, you know, use your better judgment and go with your natural energies that's inside of you. I don't believe that sex should be suppressed. And it's so funny, like I said, I've met women who tell me, well, I'm not having sex again until I get married. You're suppressing yourself. I'm being honest with you. The next thing is try different positions. Keep your sex life interesting. You know, I know missionary is cool. Don't get me wrong. You can have that true connection of your skin or, you know, touching the other person's skin. But at the same time, you know, try some different positions or whatever. You know, keep it exciting and adventurous. Even try different places or whatever. I even recommend you try having sex in somewhere publicly. I mean, but don't go to jail or nothing, but you know what I'm saying? Put some adventure in your sex life. And then, I'm recapping, once again, if you're just tuning in, having an orgasm. Ladies, relax and let go, and you will have an orgasm. But fellas, follow these tips on tonight's show, whatever, that can help you, you know, help your woman achieve an orgasm. Okay? We talked about a lot of things tonight when it comes to sex. We talked about a lot. We broke down all the taboos of sex tonight. We talked about the fun things of sex. But when I come back from a break, we have to get serious. We have to talk about STDs. I mean, you can't talk about sex without talking about TDs. So I'm going to take a break. When I get back, we are going to talk about STDs. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YahshRadio.com. And tonight we break down all the walls and barriers when it comes to sex. Be back in a minute.
Lawrence. Double M. Slip and Slide Collabo. Let's get it.
What he talking about? No, I've been a roamer, but let me call you out. Where you put your crown? You got a little style. Let me put it down until you walking on the cloud. Look, the time's now. I'm intrigued. Whenever I browse, I'll be sure you get things. Yeah, see what I did there? Slip and slide in the body until you get there.
I can't lie when I watch my baby. And lip gloss pop just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was four shots ago. I swear to God, people pay for a smile like yours, and I'm loving it, yeah, and I'm loving it, girl, I swear to God, they'll pay for an ass like yours, if it wasn't there, yeah, yeah, and I'm rubbing it, oh, oh, you wanna know if we can make this confidential, between me and you, between me and you.
My name is Dr. Doug Black. You've probably heard the safe sex talk before, why you should use condoms, birth control, and the rest. Good news, for the next 5 minutes, I'm here to give you a crash course on everyone's favorite sex-related topic, sexually transmitted infections. A sexually transmitted infection is a sickness that is passed on from one person to another during sexual activity. There are many different types of STIs that can be passed on during oral, vaginal, or anal sex. Some can even be passed on by skin-to-skin genital contact. The short name for sexually transmitted infections is STIs. You may have heard people call it STDs or VD. All these mean the same thing. How do you know if you have an STI or if someone else has one? You don't. One thing that you always have to remember about STIs, most of the time, they're invisible, meaning they often have no visible symptoms. The only safe sex is no sex. If you choose to be sexually active, there is such a thing as safer sex. That means using a condom if you're sexually active, and make sure you get tested for STIs regularly. It is important to treat STIs as soon as possible and not to spread them. Many can easily be cured, but if an STI is left untreated, it may cause other complications in the body. Some types of STIs can cause infertility and even death. Now I will go into some specific information about each STI. If you would like more in-depth information, please go to the Sexuality and You website to learn more. STIs can be grouped into three families: parasitic, bacterial, and viral. Let's start with the parasitic ones. Parasitic infections. A parasite is a creature that lives off another being's body. Think of a parasite as a little bug that lives off a human, but cannot always be seen by the naked eye. Number one, pubic lice. Pubic lice are also called crabs because that's what they look like under a microscope. Pubic lice live in pubic hairs around the genitals. They lay their eggs at the base of the hair. They can be itchy or cause a little inflammation, and they spread pretty easily. Secondly, scabies. Scabies are tiny mites that dig little holes below the surface of the skin where they lay their eggs. You can't see them, but they can cause itchy rashes also. Scabies and pubic lice can be treated with lotions and shampoos. Clean all bedding, towels, and clothing with hot water. This also helps kill them off so they don't come back. Thirdly, trichomoniasis, or trich. Trichomoniasis is a common STI. This single-celled organism can infect the urethra, the bladder, the vagina, cervix, or get under the foreskin in men. It can be transmitted through sexual activity and by sharing sex toys. Often, there are no symptoms, but trich can make the genitals feel itchy or irritated, and it causes a frothy discharge and pain during urination in both men and women. But trichomoniasis is easily treatable with medication. The next group of STIs are called bacterial infections. These are infections that occur when bacteria affect a part of the body. There are three of those in this category. One, chlamydia. Chlamydia is one of the most common sexually transmitted infections, especially among people ages 15 to 24. It is spread through sexual activity and often does not show any signs or symptoms. If it does show signs or symptoms, some of the more common ones are itchy and inflamed genitals, discharge, and painful urination. Chlamydia is easily treated with antibiotics, but if left untreated, it can cause infertility in both women and men. Secondly, gonorrhea, or the clap. Gonorrhea is an infection that often is transmitted at the same time as chlamydia and shares many of the same symptoms. It's found most commonly in people aged from 15 to 29. Gonorrhea is also easily treatable with antibiotics, but if left untreated, it also can cause infertility in both women and men. Thirdly, syphilis. We don't need to say too much about this because it's pretty rare nowadays. Once considered very rare in Canada, syphilis is now on the rise. Syphilis is called the great imitator because it shows signs that other diseases show. There are three stages of syphilis. It starts with a small painless sore where the bacteria entered the body. This stage is easily treatable with antibiotics if caught early enough. In stage two, a person may develop a general feeling of being unwell or flat, smooth warts appear in the genital area. In stage three, syphilis that has been left untreated can cause heart problems, mental issues, and even death. The last group of STIs are called viral infections. In general, viral infections involve many different parts of the body at the same time. There are four in this category. Firstly, the human papillomavirus, or HPV. The human papillomavirus is the most common viral infection in Canada. Approximately 75% of adults will have at least one infection in their lifetime. There are over 30 different types of HPV that are sexually transmitted through oral, anal, or vaginal sex. But it also can be spread by having skin-to-skin contact. Some types cause warts, and some can cause cancer if the HPV goes untreated for many years. It often has no signs or symptoms, and it may be difficult to spot. Vaccines are available now to prevent the most common types of HPV. Secondly, hepatitis B virus. Hep B is a vaccine-preventable viral infection that causes problems with the liver. It's not to be mistaken with hepatitis A or C, which are other forms of liver disease. Hep B is easily transmitted not only through sexual activities, but by sharing items like razors, needles, and even toothbrushes. Signs and symptoms are tiredness, yellowing skin, nausea, vomiting, and a decrease in appetite. Thirdly, genital herpes. Genital herpes is caused by the herpes simplex virus. It's in the same family of viruses that cause cold sores around the mouth. Both types of herpes can infect the genital areas, causing painful sores. The virus is transmitted by sexual activities or by skin-to-skin contact. Most often, people mistake genital herpes for HPV or genital warts. There's no cure for herpes, but effective treatments for recurring outbreaks do exist. The virus can go into a dormant stage and display no symptoms, but it is still transmittable during this stage. Fourthly, human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV. The human immunodeficiency virus attacks the body's immune system, leaving infected individuals unable to fight off other illnesses. It is transmitted through sexual activities, but also can be spread by sharing items such as razors, needles, and toothbrushes. It's not spread by hugging, shaking hands, or other casual contact. At first, someone who is infected might experience flu-like symptoms, a sore throat, joint and muscle pain, skin rash, and rapid weight loss. Eventually, infected individuals may get very ill and die from other infections or cancers. If you notice any symptoms of STIs and you had an unprotected encounter with someone, please see a health professional. If you test positive for an STI, make sure you seek treatment from your healthcare professional as soon as possible. You'll also be asked to contact all the partners that you've been sexually active with to avoid spreading any of the infections. It is important to treat sexually transmitted infections, many of them easily curable, but may cause infertility or even death if left untreated. To learn more about...
What's up? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. Have safe sex. There's no other way around it. I played that clip. That clip was 10 minutes long. That's a long clip. That clip was longer than any clip I've ever played on all of my shows. But I had to play that because I'm trying to educate my people. And sometimes we have to stand still long enough to receive a lesson. So I hope all you guys out there who's listening right now, you sat back and listened to that 10-minute TDs because that's important. If you're going to have active sex life, you got to protect yourself. You know, of course, they say the best way to protect yourself against STDs is not to have sex at all. But you have to protect yourself. And then if you do catch something, you're going to have to be honest with your partners. So I'm not going to elaborate any more on that topic. I want you guys to go back, play this over and over again, that 10-minute segment, so you can learn all you can about sexually transmitted disease. My message to you guys, from your man, Dwayne Abernathy, here at YazzaRadio.com, protect yourself. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back in a second. We only have like 12 minutes left, but I got to get to the finale of the whole purpose of all this sex is the reason why we're having sex, and that's how I'm going to close out this night show. So once again, you're listening to Moving Forward here on YazzaRadio.com, and I will be back in a second.
live it up like that's true. You might wanna roll with me too. That I don't mean to brag, but I live a life that most can only dream about. Yeah. So baby, come be my dream girl. Pick up fantasy and let me work out. Yeah. Oh yeah. Tell me where you wanna go. What you wanna do? Say we living it like we own it, own it, own it. To the most top of the world. What I need is you. Say we living it like we own it, own it, own it. Yeah. Never too much. So just let the drink flow. Later on you can come through, through, come through. You know you're the flyest. Should call you your highness and call me king, cause I'm that dude. All you gotta do.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881. Or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Yaiser Radio, and this is Moving Forward, live broadcast. I'm actually broadcast from Norfolk, Virginia. Tonight, we broke down all the taboos of sex. We come to the end of the show. But after you have all these, let's recap. Cruising, like I always tell you guys, here at Yaiser Radio, we talk about issues, but then we also come up with solutions. So after you have all these open conversations, after you find out what your partner wants sexually, after you guys start giving each other the great sex, great healthy sex between each other, after you guys having orgasms and all this good stuff and trying all these different positions, and you're doing this safely without no STDs, the ultimate goal of all this great sex is what? Creating a human. What's it called? Reproduction. Getting pregnant. I know there's some people out there like, I don't want to have kids. But the whole purpose of sex is to really to create another living being to recreate. So I'm closing out the show. For all you ladies out there and all you men out there, all you couples out there who's trying to create a child, this is a clip to help you out with how to get pregnant. Because I can remember when my wife and I found out that we was having our baby girl, that was like one of the greatest moments of my life. And once she got here, my whole life has changed. And it's not like having a baby. For all of you out there who are blessed to be able to have a child. But at the same time, it's also a lot of fun to practice having kids, too. But anyway, that's the whole goal of it all. Have a strong, healthy sex life. But at the end of the day, the goal is to recreate another life, and that's getting pregnant. Well, I'm going to log out now. Wednesday, don't forget you guys log on to a new show with Nicole with Healthy 365. I believe her show is Wednesday at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And this week's topic for Nicole is going to be on diabetes. Also, you guys out there, please start logging on to Yizor.com. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R, and get updated news on what's going on in our community, because the whole purpose of Yizor is to move our people forward. Also, please support some of our sponsors that make this show possible. And one is DamselInDistress.com. That's DamselInDistress.com. If you're in Indianapolis or an Atlanta area, you need any type of work for maintenance done on your home or business, log on to DamselInDistress.com. Also, nationwide in the United States, if you need any type of business technology done, please support and log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. Well, thank you guys for tuning in with me tonight. Also, another side note, I just got finished watching the Grammys that's just started coming on. Jay-Z and Beyonce, Put It Down, Much Respect to Jigga and B, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm sure they've had that conversation. That's why she's making songs like Drunken Love. Anyway, I'm going to play this clip on if you're trying to get pregnant or some ideas to help you get pregnant, and I will talk to you guys on Thursday night. Hopefully, I'll be back in the ATL on Thursday. And like I tell you guys every week, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm out, and this is Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. Peace. And also, go have some good sex tonight.
Getting pregnant might be an easy task for some, yet difficult for others. It's all about a matter of chance when all the sequences needed to make you pregnant goes just right. There are many factors that directly or indirectly affect your chances to conceive. Here are some tips on how to get pregnant fast. Tip number one, go for a preconception checkup. Making your body ready for conceiving can actually make things happen faster. Schedule a preconception checkup with your gynecologist or midwife. This will not only help you to know whether it is the right time to conceive, but your doctor will be able to figure out if there's an underlying problem which is keeping you away from getting pregnant easily. Tip number two, eat a healthy diet. Yes, a healthy diet can actually increase your chances of getting pregnant fast. A balanced diet ensures proper supply of the required vitamins and micronutrients to your body. Foods containing folic acid should be included in your diet as it increases your chances for getting pregnant fast. Regular exercises also help in getting pregnant quickly as it improves overall health. Tip number three, find out when you ovulate. Ovulation plays an important role in helping you achieve your goals. Know your cycle and figure out when ovulation occurs in your body. That is probably the best time to have sex and let sperm meet the released egg. Ovulation kits are also available in stores to help you predict those important dates. Once you know this, having sex on these days increases your chances of getting pregnant. Tip number four, make your body sperm friendly. Sperm is fragile, and making your body sperm friendly will help them in easy movement towards your released egg. Certain foods help cervical mucus to aid sperm movement. Talk to your doctor about medicines and foods you can take to get the right pH of your mucus. Also, increasing your partner's ability to produce stronger sperm will aid in fast conception. Tip number five, have regular sex. Of course, sex is important, but regular sex could be a good answer for how to get pregnant fast. Experts believe that having sex 3 times a week increases your chances of getting pregnant easily. If you are able to predict your ovulation, try to have sex just before, during, and after you ovulate. Having sex near your ovulation date provides positive results. Although having intercourse at other times of the month may also make you pregnant, as some sperm has the ability to keep alive for a few days before fertilization. To learn more about how to get pregnant fast, I suggest you to check out the link in the description below. You can read...
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you.
grinding on that wood, grinding, grinding on that wood. I'm swerving on that, swerving, swerving on that. Big body been serving all this, swerve, surfing all in this good, good. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, baby.
Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.